Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
McLeod with a scores! Oh, baby, McLeod lets it rip, and the Sabres get one back. It's 6-4.
Dan Dunleavy there on the call, and a huge response. Ottawa down 5-2 entering the third. They score two quick goals, make it a 5-4 game, and oof, the hush in the building of what might have happened. Lindy Ruff calls a timeout, and, well, it's viewed as maybe the greatest timeout Lindy Ruff has had here in his second tenure as head coach, because Buffalo comes out, bang, bang, two goals in a row. That one there from McLeod sets the tone to put him up 6-4, Quinn 7-4, Kulik empty net 8-4. But that is our goal of the game, brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR. We welcome you back here to the press box at KeyBank Center. Brian Colziel, Pat Mellicaro as well. Paul Hamilton's down on his way to the Sabres dressing room. We'll get live player reaction coming up here in just one moment. The Sabres offense had been, I think, easily criticized, and they get two goals total in three games, Pat. And I think it was warranted criticism, but tonight they put up eight.
And what was lacking in those first three games? Power play goals.
Yes.
Coming into tonight, 0-11. They score several times in the power play, and that is a key. Killing a couple of penalties, but their first goal of the game, Rasmus Dahlin makes a beautiful pass that sets up the first goal of the night for the Sabres. And then Jason Zucker adds a couple of power play goals. One of them eventually turns into the game winner. And you're sitting here saying the special teams that needed to be better going into the year, at least for one night, came through in a big way, and a big reasons why. Big reason why Buffalo scored four straight in that second period.
Not only three power play goals, but a shorthanded goal as well. So special teams, and the Sabres special teams, at least on the penalty kill side, has been very big. And Pat, that's a huge moment in this game, remember. Early second period, Ottawa's up 2-1. They get the early goal from Sanderson. Then Buffalo challenges the play because they weren't quite sure if there was contact in the crease. So now Buffalo goes down shorthanded because of the failed challenge. Then Tuck takes a slashing call. There's a little 5-on-3 even in there. If Ottawa scores, it makes it 3-1. I mean, the shots were like 18-4 at that point. Like, it could have gotten ugly quick. They kill it. Within the kill, they get a shorthanded goal that really sparked and turned the tide.
Yeah, send the puck down the ice, and then the two forwards chase after it. That's part of it as well. They pressed Ottawa a little bit, maybe feeling that their special teams was the better of the groups of the night. And if they just sit back, McLeod and Benson don't get that opportunity, but they continue to press on the Senators, create the turnover as the goaltender can't handle the puck, and boom, you've got to go back. And now you're really feeling like you're rolling. Not only did you have a power play goal, kill a couple of penalties off, but now that shorthanded goal, you're right, such a big part and a pivotal moment of the game where it could have gotten out of hand in favor of Ottawa.
Yeah, 8-4 the final. Paul Hamilton's locker room interview is coming up here in just one moment. Another big part of this game is the return of Zach Benson. Needed much needed energy, pizzazz, battles, going to the net, all those things that we know he does well. And he has three assists in this one, too. So contributing on the offensive side, obviously a much-needed return for Benson.
Absolutely. And gets a couple of early assists for the Sabres to kind of help get things going. And, again, he was one of the players in on that shorthanded goal. Doesn't score himself, but Ryan McLeod does get the goal. And then, again, later, Benson adding it on another special teams, Zucker's first of the two power play goals. So you're right. And what did you talk to Paul Hamilton about in pregame tonight about, you know, if the score, Paul mentioned on with Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, if there were five, if it was a 5-4 loss, you'd feel different. Yeah. But the Sabres were losing, scoring no goals, one goal, and no goals. Tonight, in that second period, it was end-to-end, 36 total shots. Sabres end up coming out of the period with the lead, but it was entertaining. No matter how it turned out, if you had 36 shots in a period up and down the ice, you were going to be entertained.
Well, they played with energy, and they were going to the net, and they were trying to put that pressure on, that hard-to-play-against mentality. That was their mantra this whole offseason when the team was criticized and questioned, and I think rightly so, about, well, how much did you really change the lineup? And, you know, the message from the GM and the coach is we're going to be harder to play against. We're going to be a smarter team. It really wasn't on display that often in the first three games. All of a sudden, in the second period, that looked like the energy, the drive to the net, the willingness to put your body on the line, the ability to win battles, all that was right there.
You're right. And the score sheet is littered with several players that had multi-point nights. Not only Benson, the three assists, but Rasmus Dahlin, a couple of assists. So it's not as if, again, also, if you're going to get eight goals, you're going to get a lot of different players in on the action. But some of the regular scorers, you know, Tage Thompson ends up with two assists, one of those on that empty netter. He was relatively held in check for a lot of tonight. It was other players that came through for the team, and a guy like Zucker, who was such a big free agent acquisition last year, again showing why he's still more than capable of playing in this league.
Yeah, you can score eight when Thompson doesn't score. That's obviously helpful as well. We mentioned the multiple points nights too. Another player that I thought was a key factor and a buzz around was Josh Doan. He had three assists tonight too. I know Paul mentioned that during the intermission. He's saying that was a key piece of that Paterka trade, that the Sabres, they were not willing to make this trade without Doan being included here tonight. And he's looked really good, even in the losses so far, and obviously tonight his best game as a Sabre.
Yeah, and over 2 minutes of power play time as well, so of his nearly 14 minutes on the ice, asked to pick up some slack in the power play as well, and did a good job at that and helped create offense there. So, when you've got new players in the lineup, sometimes it takes a couple of games to gel, chemistry, all that.
Down to the room we go, live interview. Here's Jason Zucker, two goals with Paul Hamilton.
Thanks, Brian. It just seemed like, Jason, that once you guys got the shorthanded goal, it seemed like everybody just got energized. The building got energized. You guys got energized. And it just seemed like you guys took it from there. Is that kind of where you felt it turned?
Yeah, I think they did a great job. Obviously getting, you know, back-to-back penalties there. The challenge not going our way, that was a huge goal for us. Big momentum boost.
How about, it's obvious, getting the power play going. You had three power play goals in this game. Was there a difference in anything you guys were doing, or just were things just going? I mean, what was happening for you?
Well, I mean, we can start with one going off the glass and off the goalie's back and in. I mean, that usually helps. Lucky bounce, and sometimes that's all you need.
Jason, it's a long season, but just with the way the first three games went, just how good does it finally feel to sort of get that first win?
It's always nice to get your first one. I don't think, this room was in the same position as everyone else. As far as mentally, it's a long year. Obviously, we wanted to have a better start in the first three, but it was great to get that win. And, now we're just looking forward to trying to keep it going.
Jason, what did this team do tonight, the sum of all parts that made it successful and earned the win?
I think we got more pucks to the net. I think we had more guys around the net, and I think we got, a couple dirty goals that, really helped us out. I think special teams is a huge part of that, too.
Right when Ottawa got the two in the beginning of the third, Lindy called timeout, and you guys were back at it again really well afterwards. What was his message during the timeout?
Just settle down. Start making some plays, make hard plays, make it tough on them. We gave him one right in the slot with no one within 10 feet of him. I think it's obviously not the way we wanted to start the third, but it was a good response from us.
You have those two goals at the
Jason,
net. Yeah,
Jason Zucker, Brian, back to you.
All right, thank you, Paul. Zucker now with the team lead in goals. He has three. He, of course, had the opening goal of the season in that loss in Boston on Saturday night, but two more tonight. Both of them were on the power play. Alex Tuch scored tonight. He's up next with Paul.
I buried it in back of the net, and it was good. I mean, when the kill can not only kill penalties off, but can get a goal here and there, I think it really helps our team, gives us some momentum, and
I thought Claude was great all night.
Alex, what about the response you guys had after the timeout? The confidence as a group could have been shaken. They get the timeout, you come right out and score twice.
Yeah, no, I think it was we just wanted to kind of get them back on their heels, and we got a break. Donna made a nice play up the wall, and then good talk by the bench to tell us we had a little bit of two-on-one and a two-on-two, and Claude made a great play there, got the puck in the net.
What can you say about what Josh Dunn brings to this lineup?
No, he's a dog. It's great. He's been awesome. A lot of positive energy off the ice. Just a happy-go-lucky kid. It's just a lot of positivity. Just great to be around. A lot of fun to be around. And his work ethic is unmatched out there. So it's been great. A lot of fun playing with him.
You get him out there, and then you have Benson back in the lineup. You get two guys that are playing that way. You guys seem to just really just generate and feed into that.
Am I not playing that way?
You're playing. You're a lot bigger than
that. I know. But yeah, no, Donnie's not that small. Benny's a little bit smaller. But no, I thought Benny had a really good game coming in, missing the first couple. Tough bounce there. He was itching. He was ready. He was excited. I thought he had a really good game. Turned the pucks over. Really tenacious out there. It's a lot of fun playing with him too, and obviously didn't last that long, but I thought him and Tom were really good. And then when Cooley jumped in and whoever we had, short bench, and everyone was just one after another, it's a lot of fun.
Did you guys just
fuel this team tonight? Was that a point? Did you reach a point where you said enough is enough, or you said let's reset? What fueled this team?
No, I think we just kept playing. I think we just played with a lot more speed tonight. We were a little bit more assertive, honestly. We were just trying to have fun out there. I thought everyone was smiling, hooting, hollering. A lot of energy. It was contagious. You feel it on the bench, even when stuff was going wrong. Guys were very taking accountability, and they were going out there and trying to be better next shift. No one was perfect out there tonight, but I thought we were all working for each other, and that's what it makes it easy. I mean, we're able to help each other and make up for mistakes, and ended up turning a lot of it into offense too.
You guys just need to get a break. I mean, that first goal, it's your first power play goal, your first lead, and you get one off the glass and you get a break finally. They go your way. Did you guys just need to get a break to go your way?
It's a shooter's goal, ask Quinny. No, it was great. It was a little bit of a lucky bounce there. But, yeah, I mean, I thought that we could have used that break a couple games ago. But we just kind of rolled with the momentum, and they had a good pushback, and I thought we matched it well, and we just kept pushing. Every time they pushed back, we just pushed back a little bit harder, and then that's why we ended up winning the night.
How about just the way you guys went to the net? I mean, you guys went to the net. Your goal was a case. You're right by the net. I mean, there were a lot more plays like that in this game.
Yeah, no, we had a mindset and a mentality going in that we wanted to make it hard on their goalie. We haven't been good enough at going to the net. I just try to go in there and lead by example, and I got a lucky bounce there, and Bryce had a great shot. I mean, honestly, that play doesn't start unless Dona wins that battle in the corner. It was a hard-working play. Got it out to Bryce, and, yeah, I was able to put it home.
Alex Tuck, and we'll just head right over here for Ryan McLeod. Ryan, it's...
I think we might have lost Paul's feed with Ryan McLeod. Hopefully Paul can get that reestablished, and we'll hear more from what ends up being tonight's first star. All right, here's McLeod.
Over there.
How exciting are these games for you when it's just back and forth, rush all the time, you can use your speed?
I don't know if it's the best for the coaches, but as a player, we seem to like those a little bit more. It's nice when you can open it up and kind of get your legs going, but I think we did a good job of staying above them too.
Do you think the goaltender didn't see you there? It looked like you came in and were just trying to maybe get him to try that pass so you could pick it off. Yeah, for your shorthanded goal.
I don't know. I think he was trying to stop the puck and got away from him, and fortunate bounce.
Josh, what do you think fueled this team tonight after going 0-3 to start the season?
I think we were a desperate group tonight. Haven't got the results we've wanted. I think we haven't really played in the game that we wanted either, and. I think tonight's kind of a staple going forward for us that we should keep building on that.
What worked for this team, the sum of all parts? What came together for this team?
I think we just won more battles. We raised our compete a little bit, and I think it showed. I think we were hanging on to the puck a little bit more, making a lot more plays. I think the group was playing with a lot more confidence, and I think it showed tonight.
How much more do you just feel you were moving your feet more and you were more into the game quite a bit than the first
Yeah, you know, I felt a little bit hesitant the first couple. Not sure what it was. Maybe just started the season, little struggles. But, you know, I thought I'd get my legs in a little bit more and drive the play a bit better tonight. So I was happy with that.
Lindy said he had sat down with you. Did that help just to kind of go over it and go through it to help yourself get going?
Yeah, you know, sometimes you need a little kick to get going. And I think that's kind of what I needed. So, yeah, got to get that win and got to get some points to the board for the squad here. And, you know, hopefully we just keep rolling.
What's been the key to the penalty kill? They got that one, that questionable one, but other than that, it's been perfect.
Yeah, I think just, you know, we've been pretty detailed early on. A lot of guys blocking shots, getting the lanes. Yeah, I think, you know, line's been, you know, great for us in that too. That's a huge part of it. So I think just everyone's kind of working together now.
Josh, you enter a stretch where you've got several Atlantic Division games. How valuable are each of these games going to be as far as not just getting points, but building momentum?
They're huge. You know, it's the, you know, bigger games of the year, and I think we did a good job tonight of getting two there. And you know, we have a top stretch coming up, but you know, a lot of home games though, so you know, we're trying to get a little roll here and get some points against Atlantic.
The first one with three assists, just what does he bring to this team?
Yeah, you know, he's great. So relentless on pucks. He's such an awesome guy. Just it's really fun playing with him. You know, he's flourishing into a really great player, so it's been a lot of fun playing up the middle with him.
In the first three games, you guys didn't get a lot of breaks. You got one on the first goal. Goes off the glass, off the goaltender, and in. Was it one of those, finally? We finally got a break to go our way?
Yeah, you know, it kind of felt like that. You know, I didn't think the first couple games, you know, we had chances, but I don't think we, you know, had enough, you know, great A's going to the net. But you know, I think once you kind of get one of those bounces, you know, the weight kind of gets up the shoulders a little bit, too, for the team. And I think we took advantage of it tonight.
Pretty chaotic second period. You know, you have a flurry of goals. You get a little bit physical out there. How much did those two things kind of start to elevate what you guys could do in that second period heading into the third?
Yeah, I think we brought a lot of energy. You know, they obviously play with a lot of speed and a lot of energy too. So, you know, I think we did a good job of matching them. Obviously, they had a little pushback. And, you know, it was a lot of fun to play in that second, you know, high-intensity hockey. That's kind of what we're hoping for here.
How about the pushback in the third after they get the two goals and the timeout and you guys are able to answer right away?
Yeah, huge. You know, it's those key moments that you need to, you know, either get a puck in, get a puck out, or you know, score one. And you're fortunate to do it tonight.
What was Lindy's message? Is just kind of calm down and get back to the game?
Yeah, exactly. Just, you know, we have the lead still. It's just make some plays. You know, we've been here before. We got to get confident in these areas and get comfortable with it. And, yeah, I think that's what we did.
Thanks, Ryan. Ryan McLeod in the postgame. Brian, back to you.
Okay, there's the first star. Thank you, Paul. Ryan McLeod with Paul Hamilton. Jason Zucker. Second star, Shane Doan. I'm sorry, Shane Doan, yes. Josh, I knew I was going to do that this year. Josh Doan, your third star there. It's our Blue Star Home Services. Three stars, your heating and cooling experts, ready to improve your home's comfort game plan. Get started at bluestarhs.com. Buffalo wins it 8-4. We're going to hear from Lindy Ruff here coming up in just one moment. If you want to send me some tweets, send them in at BrianWGR. We'll get connected with our fans here coming up a little bit later on. Powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. While we wait for Lindy, let's get in some final stats. They're brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better. Visit levelfa.com. Shots end up 36-27 in favor of the Senators. Buffalo, at one point, again, was being outshot 18-4 and shorthanded, and it looked as though they were in trouble. They're down at the second period, but the penalty kill turned it around and got it done. In the nets tonight, Alex Lyon gets his first win as a Sabre, 36 shots, and he made 32 saves. But special teams, we've been mentioning it already. Buffalo, 3-for-3 on the power play and a shorthanded goal. Ottawa, 1-for-6. Individually, we look at some of the individual stats here. In terms of shots, Ryan McLeod led the way. He had 5 for Buffalo. Alex Tuck had 4. 3-point effort tonight for Zach Benson. All 3 assists, as the same for Josh Doan. 3 assists there as well. Benson just great in his return tonight. The energy, the battles, going to the net. Like, just we knew that it was a big piece of what the Sabres needed to get. All right, more stats coming up, but Lindy Ruff is now live.
A break finally went our way, and let's go with it.
Yeah, you know, I think you look at opportunities, you look at breaks, you look at pucks bouncing in. Like, you need something like that. I think that at that time was the break we needed.
How about the response of this game? You guys responded to the goalie interference craziness. You responded to the two goals in the third period. It just didn't seem like your guys were going to allow themselves to get beat.
No, I got to give him a lot of credit. I thought, you know, you mentioned a couple big moments in the game. The, you know, the goal, the challenge, and then the killers going out to kill it. Big scrum in front of their bench, I thought, gave us a lot of life. Five guys in on that. You know, to kill it and then end up getting a shorthanded goal. I thought we showed a lot of life. We showed a lot of passion.
Time out was simply just, you still got the lead, calm down.
Was to, we got to want the puck. We were doing, you know, a real good job of playing quick and having the puck. I just sense we didn't want to make a play with it. And I said, we got a lot of time off. We got to make plays. We got to want the puck and we got to make plays.
Special teams, the power play and the power kill, or the penalty kill, both something that you've been emphasizing for a couple weeks now. What was it like to see those really flourish tonight?
It was really important. I mean, power play, when you get that number, you've got to get one or two, and we struggled on it for sure in the first three. We've had opportunities. We got the break. I think we got a break on another one, went off Zucker. But when you get pucks in the net, good things happen. I think we were deferring to the nicer plays. The mentality was start getting more pucks in the net. And I think we got rewarded for that. The killing has been, knock on wood, it's been pretty solid. We've got a lot of good kills, and we're going to need that to win hockey games.
The shorthanded goal, really the place where the building got energized, you guys got energized, because you guys worked hard to get that shorthanded goal, and it just seemed like the building went nuts, and it just seemed everything got energized because of
that goal. I think we fed off the energy. You know, the building came to life. The, you know, upset about the, you know, the goal that they allowed, and then all of a sudden you start killing one off, and you get a shorthanded one. It, you know, it's like the fans' version of let's stick it to you.
Lindy, when you look at the sum of all parts tonight, what did this team do that made it successful and helped it get its first win to the season?
We took a big step of playing the game a lot faster, where, you know, I think we deferred to slower plays. You know, there's a couple of plays early in the first period that, you know, I can mention. We didn't get pucks to the net. You know, we have an odd-numbered rush. We don't get a puck to the net. We had a couple of ozone plays where both times our defense deferred to trying to stick handle and do something different. The message was, you know, we got to make plays, but we got to get pucks going to the net too.
What did you think of Yuri's response? You started him on the fourth line as a winger, I guess, but you moved him up later. What did you think?
I thought his game was okay. He's got more there. I haven't seen the Yuri that really, you know, skates himself out of the zone. I think he had some puck plays that normally he would skate it. He needs just to grab a hold of his confidence just a little bit, and then put a little pizzazz in his game, where this is my puck and I'm gonna get it and I'm gonna carry the mail.
You get the feeling that the season can start now. There's been a lot of noise around this team the last couple of days, and how you needed to get that first win.
Well, I think, you know, I'm not gonna make excuses, but we've been hit hard with injuries. You know, getting Benson back was a big plus. I think we all saw that tonight, what a difference it made for us. That's getting one player back. You know, we'll be better when we get, you know, we get one or two of our D back. We'll be a better team then too. But you still have to fight your way through tough parts of the season. Our fight wasn't good enough in the first three games. I don't care whether we're hurt or not. We didn't earn enough, we didn't deserve enough, and we didn't fight enough. I thought tonight we fought for everything we got.
What did you think about
Josh tonight? I love this game. He's on the puck. He's fearless, made some good plays. We've seen a lot of good things out of him. I thought tonight might have been his best night. Thanks.
All right, there is Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff as Buffalo puts up 8 tonight, as they beat the Senators by a score of 8-4 to pick up their first win, 1-3 in the standings. They are not in last in the East anymore. You got the New York Islanders to thank for that. The Islanders didn't play tonight. That was a help, obviously. They couldn't get any points. The Islanders are 0-3. Sabres are now 1-3. So For the moment, if you look at the standings, they're not last in the East. That's a good sign. But up next, they're going to get the Florida Panthers, the two-time defending champions, coming in here on Saturday, 1 o'clock. That'll be our next game and our next broadcast. At this time, we're going to say goodnight to all of our local affiliate stations. If you want to keep listening to the postgame, you can go to WGR550.com or on the Odyssey app. And for all of you on WGR, if you're listening on your way home from KeyBank Center, we appreciate it. We're going to have Paul Hamilton's take. We'll get you some highlights, stats, and we'll read some tweets. Send them in at Brian WGR. We'll get Pat's scoreboard as well. But the Sabres offense comes alive tonight. 3 power play goals, 8 in total, an 8-4 victory over the Ottawa Senators. More postgame from the press box in a moment. I'm Brian Colziel. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence Data 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Radio 550 WGR Buffalo and WKSE HD2 Niagara Falls Buffalo, 98.5 FM.
An Odyssey Sports Station.
This Odyssey Sports broadcast has been brought to you by GEICO. Switch and save. Get more with GEICO.
And Ottawa will bring it back. 7 minutes as they get to center remaining in the third. Dylan Cousins with a shot. Glove high, and Alex Lyon just waves at it and snares that out of the air.
Alex Lyon, one of his 32 saves tonight. Got some goal support for sure. 8 on the other side in the win. Our save of the game with Dan Dunleavy on the call. Brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your local Upstate Honda dealer today. 8-4 the final, the Sabres scoring 3 goals, no more than 1 in any of their first 3 games, 3 losses, all of a sudden do exactly what we all predicted would happen tonight. They score 8. Speaking of predictions, that's exactly what Paul Hamilton said in our pregame show. He's like, Brian, you know what? I predict they're going to score 8 tonight. Right, Paul? Isn't that what you said?
Gretchen Beyer was sitting next to me. I told her Quinn's going to score the first goal of the game, so I did get that right.
Yes.
So, so I got one thing right tonight, but it just seemed like, you know, not much was going on. I think I tweeted out the shots were 17-4 or something on those lines at the time, and then next thing you know, Buffalo started taking all those penalties, you know, in the second period. Byram ran at 217. They get the power play goal. Then they challenge. The bench is a failed challenge. So, you know, that's at 358. So, and then Tuck gets the slashing penalty at 548. So you get three consecutive penalties. But the Tuck penalty is what turned things around. That's when McLeod was able to get that play to turn around. He got the goaltender to turn the puck over. Gets the puck out to Benson. He doesn't score, but McLeod stays with it and gets the shorthanded goal, and that just got everybody into the game. I mean, the building went nuts, the team went nuts, everything went, you know, went crazy, and you know, it got them into the game. And from that point on, they were fine. What did they score? Four, I think, in the second period, and yep. They just moved forward. But that's what they needed. But you know, you go back to the first period, what kind of got them into the game? They got a break on the power play. They had not scored a power play goal in the whole year. And Quinn rips one off the glass. It comes back. It hits the goaltender. It winds up in the net. And you get a break. And that's kind of what they needed, was just a break. And it worked for them. And, you know, that got them on their way with the 1-0 lead.
Paul, so many contributors in this game tonight, so many players with multiple points. I want to start with Zach Benson, though, because he made his season debut returning from injury after he took the puck off the face. We know ended up in the hospital for a couple days, but finally back. A big piece, I think, Lindy Ruff even said it, of the energy, the battles, the willingness to go to the net. I mean, these are things that Zach Benson does all the time. So for him to maybe lead the charge, it was much needed for this team.
Yeah, and I mean, he's played one game and he's tied for the scoring lead on the team with 3 points. Now, there are a bunch of guys with 3 points now. Doan, Benson, Tuck, Dahlin, Zucker, yep. Thompson, they all have 3 points. But he's played one game. The rest of them have played four. And he's got 3 assists in his first game. And still, I wouldn't say he was the best player on the ice. I think that honor goes to Josh Doan. I thought was excellent in this game. He just amazing the type of player he is, and just the way he plays and the way he's on pucks, and he's just all over the ice, and he just never stops, and the way he wins battles, and you know, he earned his 3 assists in this game. And whether he scores goals or doesn't score goals, if he plays hockey like that, it really doesn't matter if he scores goals. I mean, the Sabres are going to be a better team for it when he plays like that.
Paul, you mentioned it during the intermission when we were talking about Doan. You said like that was kind of almost a non-negotiable, at least according to Utah, right, in the trade with Paterka.
Both. Kevin Adams said it too.
Yeah.
And then Utah's GM also confirmed it, that, you know, it was insisted upon that Doan be part of that trade.
Doan tonight picking up 3 assists, Benson 3 assists, as we mentioned, and then 3 players with multiple goals, Quinn scoring twice, Zucker scoring twice, McLeod scoring twice. We had other goals there along the way. Kulik got a goal into the empty net, and Tuck got a goal. That all adds up to this 8-4 win. Paul Hamilton down in the media room here with us on the post-game show. All right, Paul, well, let's talk about the special teams now. 3 power play goals, 3 for 3. The penalty kill, as you mentioned there, a huge moment where they get the shorthanded goal. Another good night for the PK. Ottawa's 1 for 6 on the power play there. That is an area that they're going to have to get better at. We know if they're going to improve overall this season. And that area, finally, was a win in their checkmark tonight.
Yeah, as you said, 1 for 6, which means the Sabres have killed off 16 of 17 penalties this year. They went 13 for 13 before Ottawa finally scored on the season. So the penalty kill has not been a problem at all. And as you mentioned, 3 power play goals. The first one, again, you got a fortunate bounce, something they haven't been getting. But Lindy Ruff said something, I don't remember which day it was or which game it was, but you make your own breaks. You know, you get rewarded for going to the net. You get rewarded for playing hard. And, well, they got a couple of breaks in this game. Why? Because they were playing hard. They were around the net. You know, they were doing the things necessary to win hockey games. They weren't doing those things in the first three games. As Lindy Ruff said near the end of his press conference here, they didn't earn anything. You know, they showed themselves what kind of team they can be. They're just as injured now, well, not other than Benson, but they still have a flock of injuries, the same as they had in the first three games. But, you know, you look at the difference. Look at the difference in the game. If you go out and play the game the way the game's supposed to be played, you have a chance to win it even if you have injuries. If you play hard and you compete and you go to the net and you do those things necessary and you play a faster game. That's one thing we talked about in the keys to the game. They must play faster. Well, why did Ryan McLeod finally play a game like he played last year? Because he was playing with, he's using his speed. You know, he got in on the goaltender on that shorthanded attempt, and the goaltender handed it right to him. You know, and then he sets up Benson, but then goes to the net and winds up picking up the rebound and scoring the shorthanded goal. So, it just, the things that that Lindy Ruff has been trying to get them to do, which they haven't done for three games, and you're just shaking your head going, what are they doing? What is wrong? Well, finally, you got to see what's right when they play the game the right way.
Yep. You mentioned injuries. We should make one injury note in case people didn't see it or hear about it. Justin Danforth left the game and did not return from the second into the third with what the team's saying is a lower body injury. So just wanted to pass that along as well. Paul, I know you and I, our first thing that we said on the pregame show was that Buffalo tonight, had they lost in regulation, it would have been the first time in the franchise's history that they would have went 0-4-0 to start. They avoid that tonight. How important was this win mentally for the psyche of this team? It is 2 points, and they were starting 0-3, but just with all that has gone on, and even Lindy Ruff admitted, like, there's been a lot of noise maybe around for the first three games, all these injuries, all these storylines. Like, how important do you view the psyche of the team with this win tonight?
Well, for those people who say momentum is not a thing because you can't measure momentum, first of all, I've probably never played a sport. And second of all, look what happened in this game. You know, you get the shorthanded goal. Now the fans are in it. I mean, the building, you were here. The building was just rocking when, you know, and Lindy was right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The building was upset because of the Ottawa goal and that Buffalo tried to challenge it and they were given a goal. And then they were upset on the penalty called on Tuck. and they were letting the referees have it. So now the fans are starting to get in the game. They're agitated at the Senators. They're agitated at the referees. And then next thing you know, here's the shorthanded goal after all these penalties. And, you know, Ottawa just scored that power play goal by Sanderson. And next thing you know, McLeod gets the shorthanded goal, and the place goes nuts. And there weren't a lot of people in here, but you could tell that the players fed off that energy from the fans. The momentum in the game totally changed. And I just would just strongly argue with anybody that tells me momentum is not a thing. Momentum is absolutely a thing. And, you know, Brian, you've played sports. You understand when something like that happens and the place starts rocking and the bench gets excited and you're ready to go. You know, I've been part of that too in different situations. So you understand how momentum can change when something like that happens. And it was almost like the first three games just got blown right off their back when McLeod scored that shorthanded goal and they went from there.
That's right. All right, Paul. Well, 8 goals tonight, and now maybe they're a little bit back on what would be normal average. They're out of the basement of the East. The Islanders are still winless. They're 0-3. So now they got to go forward. They've got to still the next 5 games are all against the Atlantic Division. Opportunity to get themselves maybe out of this early 0-3 hole. Now you do have the 2-time defending champions coming in here on Saturday in Florida. They lost tonight, by the way, to Detroit 4-1. Obviously, this is a stretch where, in terms of the standings, they have an opportunity to maybe make up for the poor start here because you are playing head-to-head against the Atlantic for the next 5 games here, including tonight, which is the 6th one.
Yeah, sure they do, but they have to build on this. It can't just be this one game and then they go back in the doldrums again, like they, you know, what they had been in. They have to take this game, they get a day off, come hard at practice on Friday, and then get ready to play on Saturday and get ready to go. And just build. You build on wins. And that's how winning streaks start. You build on it, and then you build on it, and you build on it more. And it's kind of the other way when losing streaks start. You know, it's like, ugh, and they start feeling sorry for yourself, and you can't get out of it. And it just keeps you know, rolling downhill. But the winning is the same thing. You take what you did well in this game, you figure out what you didn't do well, and you build on it, and you move forward. And all right, you've got 3 power play goals in one game after you had none. All right, why? Figure out why you got 3 power play goals. What did you do better to score those 3 power play goals? And then build on that and take that into the next game. If you don't take this into the next game and you just go back to the way you're playing in the first 3, this game basically means nothing to you.
Paul, thank you very much for your work tonight. Appreciate it. We will talk Saturday on the pregame show with the Sabres and the Panthers in town.
Okay, talk to you then.
Okay, great. 1:00 on Saturday. We'll be on the air for noon. Sports Talk Saturday for all of you listening on WGR in front of us, I think at 11. I assume at 11. So we've got you'll have a couple of hours of talking before we get you to Dan and Rob for the call on Saturday at 1 with Florida in town. All right, let's read some tweets here. We get connected with our fans, powered by Verizon. Get to your local Verizon store today. Pat, how do you like this one here? Brent says, he just writes one thing, Cousins -3. We didn't notice Dylan Cousins that much tonight.
He did get credited for an assist on the... what counted as a goal, right? The puck in the crease.
The one that was challenged, yep.
Right. But you're right. In overall, he did not have much effect on the game at all. So, yes, good job by the Sabres in general tonight against a player who, you know, by the end of his tenure was struggling mightily and was, you know, the player that fans really harped on that needed to be better.
Buff Fan for Life says, re-sign Tuck now while he's in a good mood after that win.
I'm sure there are plenty of people that would love to see Alex Tuck signed long-term. And for somebody who grew up as a Sabres fan, I don't think anybody more so than Tuck himself. And that'll be a big thing that maybe gets talked about a lot as this season rolls on.
The tweet, for those of you that don't know, I usually tweet a lot of the quotes or things that players and coach says from the locker room afterwards. The most liked tweet tonight was Tuck's comment on Josh Doan, saying, quote, he's a dog. He's been awesome. Lots of positive energy out on the off the ice. He's been a lot of fun to work around. His work ethic is great. Doan had three assists tonight and was the third star.
I know how this is going to sound. So this is not a backhanded compliment, but
yeah.
How different did the locker room sound about 48 hours after Monday's loss, where, you know, it's the same questions about not being able to score, not being able to really take advantage of things. And then you go to tonight where, and rightfully so, there's a lot of joking around afterwards. Alex Tuch maybe leading that charge in some respects of, you know, having some fun with the reporters. And that's the thing. When you're winning, it's a lot easier, obviously, to have some fun and joke around. And you put up eight goals and win in a convincing fashion, and you can do that. But just how different does the locker room sound after an 0-3 start to now picking up your first win and doing a lot of the things that you need to do in order to be successful, and they did them in a positive way today.
Eight times the horn and the goal song went off here. 8-4 the final, as the Sabres are victorious for the first time this season. Thank you for sending in the tweets. We will read them after each and every game. Send them in at Brian WGR. Well, how about the offense tonight for the Sabres? How about the offense for the Blue Jays, Pat? Let's check the scoreboard here one more time when we go around the league.
Thanks, Brian. It's brought to you by Figo Car and Joyce with Border Attorneys. We'll check in on the ALCS in a moment. Two more games in the NHL still ongoing and a light night in the league. They're through 20 minutes in St. Louis. Ilya Mikheyev has one of the two goals for Chicago as the Blues and Blackhawks are tied at two. Again, about to go to the second stanza there. Rasmus Anderson, the only goal of the game between the Flames and the Mammoth. The Calgary captain gets them on the board. They are 1-3 to begin the year, and again, through 20 minutes against the Mammoth, leading by a goal. Also tonight, Mason Appleton has a pair. South Buffalo native Patrick Kane a goal as well. The Red Wings have a 4-1 victory over the Panthers as well. Florida will be here on Saturday afternoon. And then again, as Brian mentioned, Game 3 of the American League Championship Series taking place out in Seattle tonight. The Mariners taking the first two games against the Blue Jays in Toronto. But after a two-run home run in the bottom of the first by Julio Rodriguez, it's been all Blue Jays. 12-2 Toronto leads, going to the bottom of the eighth inning. 12 straight runs scored by Toronto. Four homers. George Springer, a solo homer. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., a solo home run. Alejandro Kirk, a three-run shot. And Andrés Giménez got the offense going, tying the game with a two-run shot in the top of the third. It was a five-run inning that put Toronto in front and now has them cruising six outs away from their first win of that best-of-seven series. Two teams will play again in Game 4 tomorrow, Brian.
All right, so the Blue Jays getting themselves back in that series. Shane Bieber, what, six innings pitched tonight?
Six innings.
Had a good outing?
Eight strikeouts, gave up the homer in the bottom of the first, bounced back nicely and let the offense get rolling.
Okay, thank you, Pat, for that update.
You got it.
Yeah, it was, as the Sabres said themselves tonight, it was fun to feel energy in this building. Pat, we don't come down here to watch fans be miserable and watch them leave early. Like, we enjoy sports, too, and enjoy the good and the bad moments of the crowd, you know, that sort of thing. That's part of the reason we like covering events like this. But, man, the first couple of home games, like, there was just nothing. There was no reaction. On opening night, the fans felt like they were just dying for something to cheer for. Buffalo never scored. Tonight, even with the smaller crowd of just over 13,000 announced, it was much better.
And that's the thing. A sold-out crowd on opening night. Better than 14,000. It was a lively crowd on an afternoon game on Monday. And that's the disappointing part, maybe, is as you're sitting here, the fans didn't have a lot to cheer about, where tonight they did. And you're right, it was loud, especially when the Sabres were rolling in that second period. And 36 total shots. I know these are games that, you know, we talk about the coaches are pulling their hair out because, you know, there's too many chances given up. But if you're a fan here tonight, you left getting your money's worth, and even if the Sabres had found a way to lose this game, you would have at least gotten a lot of offense. So not only did the Sabres win the game, but fans had a lot to cheer about.
Yep, I would agree. All right, Pat, thank you.
All right, see you on Saturday.
See you Saturday here. We'll have pregame at 12, sports talk Saturday in front of it at 11, and then puck drop at 1 with Buffalo and Florida. Hope you can be with us then right here on our flagship WGR and along the Sabres radio network. And with that, we're going to say goodnight to you. I want to thank our crew. Brandon Nightingale, TJ Luckman, our network producers back in our Amherst studios. Thank you, gentlemen. The crew here at KeyBank Center, Pat Malacaro, Jonathan Koziel, Paul Hamilton, Mike Shope, and the Bulldog on our pregame. Tom Maddy, our great engineer, and, of course, our game announcers, Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray. I'm Brian Colziel. The final again here from downtown Buffalo. The Sabres, 8. The Senators, 4. Enjoy the next few days, and we'll talk to you Saturday afternoon. Sabres and Panthers right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Good night, everyone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.